Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
We have Babe Martin joining us from Tamaki Makaurau to talk about their latest track, Sundog. How are you doing this morning, babe?
I'm great. I'm very well, honey. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, darling. Oh, my goodness. Do people call you babe a lot?
Hey, no, babe. To be honest, that's the first time that's happened.
Really?
But, yeah, I know. Wild. Oh. I knew it was going to happen at some point, though. Today's the day.
Yeah, what a great way it's been done. Before we were talking off air about you producing the BFM Breakfast Show from 2021 to 2023, pretty awesome stuff there.
Yeah, that's right. I was at BFM, 2021 to 2023, producing the Breakfast Show with Rachel. Yeah, that was great. And before that, was on the news team, did the theatre segment there. Still kicking around. I love it up there. Mm-hmm. It's great.
I need to come
visit. Love the SRN.
Massive ups to the SRN. Yeah, I need to visit Tamaki first of all, but I need to go to BFM when I'm up there because a lot of great people, a few Radio 1 expats like Tom Tremuen used to be.
I know. Yeah. You guys are taking over.
We are. Shanina at Radioactive. She's former Radio 1. Yeah, it's good. Dawn of a new age.
All right, yeah.
We're here to talk about this new track, Sundog. I want to know, do you have a favourite breed of sundog?
Well, a sundog is nothing to do with dogs at all.
It's not you don't like a star pay or a salt area or a... I came up with a few very dumb puns. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, keep them coming. They're great.
Hot dog.
But yeah, oh yeah, hot dog, love a hot dog. But yeah, the sundog that the song is referring to is is what happens in the sky when light from the sun refracts off ice crystals in the air, and it makes it look like there's a little sun right next to the proper sun, and they call it a sundog. And I just thought that was really fascinating.
It became
the sort of the kickoff point for the song.
It's gorgeous. I'm looking at many a photo on Wikipedia. I don't think I've seen a sundog in real life, but do you think it's one of those things where if you see it once, you'll see it again many a time? You'll recognize that it's a thing?
Maybe. I mean, I've probably seen maybe two or three in my life, but that's because my stepdad is an astrophysicist, so he would always point them out and get very, very excited. And this song, we were on holiday in Whangamata and we saw one and he got really, really excited and everyone came outside to come look at it. And I was like, ooh, this feels significant somehow. And that was where the song sort of began.
Do you think having an astronomer for a stepdad, do you think that you've learned a lot about this, about space through just osmosis, about being around him?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I wouldn't want to be quizzed on anything, but, you know, it was definitely a topic of conversation around the dinner table.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty awesome field to be studying in the stars. They're very magical. Very magical.
Yeah.
You were on 7 Days quite recently with Jasmine Mary. You were doing the kind of musician interlude-y bits, the musician kind of news song bits on the show. And I want to know, what was that like? You know, how was it performing in that capacity? Was it quite orderly? Was it quite strict around how long you guys could be?
Performing on 7 Days was flash. So yeah, I play keys and do BVs in Jasmine Mary's band, and they've got a phenomenal album out, which we're bringing on tour. Actually, we're touring to Dunedin, which I can't wait to be there. That'll be so cool. But yeah, so playing on 7 Days was really fun. They had TV money. Oh my god, I'm gonna sneeze, sorry. Excuse me. We got a really nice dinner, which was my favorite part. And they like brought us a bottle of wine and we did a sound check and everything. And, which was pretty orderly. Everyone was really onto it and very nice, honestly, only positive experiences. But it was, you know, quite it was fun, like peeping behind the veil into TV.
Mm-hmm. See how the sausage gets made, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Did it kind of crack your expectations of what goes into making a show like that?
A little bit, yeah. Like, it was fun just like watching the comedians riffing, and because they riff for ages and then they just choose the best bits because it's not live. So the filming takes way longer than the actual show because they're all just like playing around and yeah, then they choose the best bits. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, top tier show. I remember watching it as a kid with my parents, and it's so funny, and it's you know, current events is always a goldmine for humor. Yeah, I love that show.
Mm.
Anyway, let's get on talking about the new track. Mood-wise, it's kind of a calm before the storm type situation. You know, waiting for things to happen while you know there's something coming on the horizon.
Mm.
Kind of in almost a state of suspended animation. Were you in a state like that when composing the track? Were you waiting for creative things to bubble up to the surface? Is that how the song got started?
Yeah, I mean, when the sort of first bit of the song came about, it was New Year's and I was at the beach and it was kind of cold even though it was summer, and it just felt very moody and quiet, and yeah, just sort of started writing from there and saw the sun dog and thought, oh, this is kind of cool, maybe there's something here. And then as the year went on, it was sort of, you know, when you're in a stage of your life and you know that like change is coming soon, but you kind of don't know when, but you kind of feel like you're reaching the end of the rope for that era, and it's kind of exciting but a bit scary, and you don't really want to rush the change, but it's gonna come. And it was all of those sorts of feelings sort of knocking around my brain as I was writing. And yeah, so totally, it was a period of waiting and suspended animation, as you put.
Mm-hmm. I am kind of in one of those states right now. I mean, me and my partner are looking to move to Wellington next year, so that is kind of, I mean, it's going to be really exciting if it happens, but it's like all the looming possibilities are so fun, but they're also so terrifying, you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, that's definitely sort of the headspace I was in when I was writing it. And it, you know, it was one of the first songs I wrote from this upcoming EP. And, you know, when you kind of start writing and you're like, oh, is this something? I don't know. Like, is this going to be a project? We'll see. And yeah, so it was cool to have it come together.
Mm-hmm. Sick. And the track, I've heard you say, in many ways, is also an ode to composers of TV and film scores. As you've said, you wanted to capture the tension and mystery in soundtracks of those mediums. Are there any soundtracks in particular that you're wowed in how they utilize tension and mystery?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, like, definitely the classics, you know, Twin Peaks, anything by Angelo Badalamenti, that they're sort of soundtracks that just make me go, whoa, yeah, like this is really cool. And there's this amazing video. I encourage anyone who has the time to go watch it. But people might know what I'm talking about. But it's Angelo Badalamenti, who did the score for Twin Peaks and a lot of David Lynch films. And he's at the piano and he's talking through exactly like what's happening, what should be happening on screen, or like what the story will be as he's playing the keys. And it's like, it's so cool. And he's like, now there's like this mist coming through the forest, and he's playing it, and it's so awesome. So yeah, definitely like the classics like that I feel very inspired by. And I quite like trying to find that mood in my songs as well, just something that, you know, could possibly be played as an instrumental, and it would be just as powerful, hopefully. And then when you pair it with lyrics, it's yeah, mm-hmm. hopefully something. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like because you are focusing more on the tension and mystery when it came to the songs, the music of the song, you were less worried about lyrics?
Oh no, I mean, I'm always worried about lyrics, but I think what I'm trying to do, like, because I've written for ages, but I think I'm trying to hone in on saying less but still getting the point across. It's like if you can say it with less words, then do that.
Concise.
Yeah, getting real concise with it. So it was quite funny. I was typing out the lyrics to some of the tracks on the EP and even the last one too, for the master sheet doc, and I was like, oh, there's really not many lyrics to some of these songs. But I don't really think it matters. Like, I think it comes together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it's a really awesome way of songwriting. I think you can songwriting is it's a sandbox. It's whatever you want it to be, you know. And I like that
you've
got a methodology and that you're trying new things. That's really cool. Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's get into talking about the EP. Not a Bee But a Wasp. That is a great title. Is it about being able to recognize?
Oh, thanks.
Is it about being able to recognize, like, people who might be a little bit shady and might have ulterior motives? Is that what it's about?
Ooh, I mean, I love that interpretation. Mm. For me, the title came about when I was in a period of flux and transition. And I felt like I needed to be the wasp. Like, because wasps, they're a little bit evil, you know. If they sting you, they don't die.
Mm-hmm.
And funnily enough, like the title really sort of came to me when my mum, who lives overseas, she sent me this necklace in the post, and I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. It was this like little ceramic bee, and then she was like, oh no, it's not a bee, it's a wasp. And I kind of like the sun dog moment. For some reason, that just felt very significant at the time, and so that kind of stuck with me when I was writing the songs, and it made sense when they all came together for that to be the title, because I think it is an EP that is about like dealing with change, and having your guard up a little bit, but then eventually letting your guard down. And when I played the EP in full to a friend of mine, he said, when you listen to it from start to finish, it sounds like a woman taking her hair down. And I thought that was really beautiful. And anyway, people can make up their own mind when it's out. But I guess the first single is the only thing that's out at the moment. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we're going to play it very shortly. But before we do, are there any details you can reveal about the EP? Is it coming out, at the end of the year, early next year?
Yeah, totally. So we've got a couple of songs coming out throughout the year. And The Thing in Full will be out in November.
Awesome, exciting. That's so Scorpio.
There'll be a
season.
Sprinkling of tracks until then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very, very exciting. Can't wait to listen to the full
thing. True. Oh my god.
Mm. There's a lot of Scorpio season, bees, wasps.
Oh, I hadn't thought about the
Yeah.
Oh my god, I had not thought about that at all. I love that.
I think there might be a delay with the Zoom, unfortunately. I think I'm picking up on that now.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I hope that the rest of the EP release process goes real chill, and that your winter is less harsh and lovely.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Take care. All right, folks. That was Babe Martin coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau. We're talking to them about their latest track, Sundog, which we'll play for you right now, and after that we'll have a chat with Frances Grass about her new EP, Thoroughly Stained Road. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
There's a sudden dog setting over the
Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.